All right, it was a good Friday for us. I think the guys are looking forward to going on the road and playing this football game against a good team, and should be hopefully a good, real good contest. Team that's undefeated at home, chance for us to go get a road win, so we're looking forward to it. You guys will get the injury report here pretty soon. Probably the person of note is Adrian. He was able to practice today, which is encouraging, and we're going to list him as questionable for the game, see how he feels tomorrow as well, and then go forward from there.
He go through everything? Is it limited today, or how do you
limited? Hope? We didn't have to do every rep, but enough where he would feel confident and we would feel confident. So it was encouraging, some of the things he was able to do.
You look at his past month or so, how much do you think that between the well, especially the groin, has affected his ability to just get out and make those explosive runs that you're used to?
Well, you know, playing with a groin injury when you're a running back, it has to have some effect on your explosion, and we've seen some runs where maybe in the past that might be a 60-yarder that turns out to be maybe a 20-yarder, so it has to have some effect. And but to his credit, I mean, he's played through it, and what he rushed for 211 with a sole groin, so he's unique.
Good about his status, just a matter of not having any setbacks here these next couple of days.
Yeah, I do. Based on the day, you know, everything goes fine tomorrow, should be ready to go on Sunday. Xavier wasn't able to practice today, so we're probably not going to have him for this ball game.
Do you think Adrian's still sniffing out that rushing title? I mean, he's got a long way to go and a lot of things that have to happen. But
I'm sure it's in the back of his mind. I mean, that's important to him. But we'll see. We'll see where things end up at. So,
how about Carlson? Is he out?
Yeah, he's going to be doubtful for this game. You know, hasn't made enough progress up to this point.
Talk about Chase Ford, the job he's done kind of filling in, made some big catches for you, obviously, last week.
He really has. I mean, just to think we came out of training camp, weren't even sure that he would make our football team, and you know, ends up on the practice squad, and now he's making big contributions for our team. Credit to his hard work, the work that Jimmy Johnson has put in with him, the work on both his blocking and pass receiving skills. When we signed him, you know, we saw him as a pass receiving tight end, but he's improved as a blocker as well. So, he's a hardworking guy, and he's come up with some big plays for us, evidenced by the, third and 14 we had the other day. So hard work does pay off.
You signed him, I think, the last week last year. Mm-hmm. Were you just looking at him as a kind of a project-type guy with a big body?
That was the case. We looked at him as a guy who had some ability to catch the ball and just see if we could develop him over the summer and then and to the training camp as well. And he showed enough where he made our team on the practice squad. And, boy, I'm glad we kept him around because – he's really helped us a lot here down the stretch.
Xavier, do you go back to Sean Prater maybe for a starting spot? Is Chris Cook ready to start? Or?
Chris has had a good week. Sean's practiced well. Marcus, so we'll, now that we know that Xavier's not going to probably make it, we'll talk through you know how we need to configure it for this ball game.
With Carlson, any consideration for IR, just given there's a week left and how he struggled this week?
Yeah, we got to talk about it, Tim. Just got to decide, you know, what's best for him, what's best for the club, and see where he is, you know, when we get back and talk again tomorrow, see if he's better.
Has he sat down and talked to you at all about just his future with the number of concussions he's had?
We haven't had that discussion, but I'm sure it's one that we'll eventually have.
Made some Rick comments on the radio, national radio interview a couple of days ago, talking about maybe some teams aren't patient with their coaches or whatever. I was wondering if you could elaborate on that. You say you talked to Tony Dungy about it. Was that any reference at all to thinking that the Vikings need to be patient with you, or what would you say?
No, just a general comment, and that was it, a general comment.
Jerome obviously had the issue earlier in the year. How's he kind of bounced back from that and just carried forward this season?
Simpson, he's had a very good year for our team. When I think back to when we signed him, what the expectations were on the field, and then he got injured. And, you know, he had a very good training camp, good preseason, had the suspension he had to serve out. Then he came back and only played maybe one or two games before he had an injury that really hampered him the rest of that year. And to see him bounce back this season, have the type of impact that he's had, it's really, really good for Jerome, has been good for our team, some of the things he's done on the field. And it helped us to kind of bring Cordero along the way we thought we needed to. So he's been a real plus. He's made a lot of big plays for us this season. Really, really is trying to do the right things. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Liz.